Test 77, Section 3, Question 23. And here we've got our parallel reasoning question. So if we look at this one, it does end with the with something that looks conclusion-y. It says, it must have the ability to learn from its mistakes if it is intelligent. So basically, it must have this if it has this other thing. If we look at the answer choices, therefore vaccine X must be an attenuated virus vaccine. That's not really giving us an if-then. B, therefore, if it is a commonly used vaccine, it must be a pure DNA vaccine. So that seems pretty good because it's got an if-then and it's saying if it has this, it must have this other thing. Therefore, if X is not a dead or attenuated vaccine, it must be pure. It's okay, but it is negative, so I do like B a little bit better. Therefore, if it's not a dead virus vaccine, it must be an attenuated virus. Again, similar to C, it's negative instead of positive. It must be a pure DNA vaccine if it's not a dead virus vaccine. So really, C, D, and E are all about the same. So if B matches, I do like that the best, and I would check the passage just to make sure. So it says, for a computer to be intelligent, it must possess at least one of three qualities. So it has to have one of three. Creativity, self-awareness, ability to learn. So it has to have one of these three. Because the AR is not creative or self-aware, so it doesn't have either of these other two, it must have the ability to learn from its mistakes if it's intelligent. So it's saying if it's intelligent, it's got to have one of these three. It doesn't have these two. So if it's intelligent, it has to have the other, the third. So let's look and see what we get with B. It says, every commonly used vaccine is either dead virus, attenuated, or pure DNA. So if it's a vaccine, it's one of those three. Vaccine X is not dead or attenuated, so it's not one of those two. Therefore, if it's a commonly used vaccine, it must be pure DNA. It's exactly what we're looking for. It's saying every commonly used has one of these three. Then vaccine X doesn't have either of the first two. So if it's commonly used, it must be a pure DNA. It must be the third. B is perfect. We take that and go.